This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No, Americanism, not globalism. Americanism, not globalism.
The era of economic surrender will finally be over.
We will no longer surrender this country or its people to the false song of globalism.
They have gotten the political establishment and the media establishment to become pure, wanton henchmen of totalitarianism.
If you were a foreign power looking to weaken America, you couldn't do better than Hillary Clinton's economic agenda.
I think what the Chinese have done is really smart.
The skyscrapers went up in Beijing and many other cities around the world, while the factories and neighborhoods crumbled right here in Detroit.
It's all training us to accept less, lowering expectations, a post-industrial world, a new dark age. That's what the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996 calls for.
When we abandoned the policy of America first, we started rebuilding other countries instead of our own.
Not a world, Winston, that gets more beautiful and more technological and stronger. A world that gets uglier and stupider and more stunted.
The government should allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Well, I voted for Hillary. I guess I have to since I'm working for her as well.
You want an image of the future, Winston? It's a boot stomping on a human face forever.
Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism.
Women are treated, discriminated against in all of these countries she took money against. Gays and lesbians are either executed or punished severely. They're mistreated. She claims to be their champion.
Don't look at me, Winston, and see the black circles around my eyes and see how ugly and weak I am, expressing myself and dying, and I torture people 18 hours a day, and I have a horrible life. That's the beauty of the satanic evil of the priest of power ripping apart humanity. We're here to hurt humans. We're here to suck your guts out.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
And which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
Because religion softly creeping.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now. This is our election now. This is us. This is our country. It's real.
It has to be a joke. I cannot believe this is happening. I'm literally about to kill myself and I'm not kidding. You better fix it right now.
Red hammer and sickle flag. We wish we were in North Korea fighting. Get out of the cell phones and all the money and jobs. We hate it. We're lazy. There's so little food. We all eat 400 pounds.
We kiss our daddies and we're all girls. We're going to run things now. And our witch queen didn't help us.
I'm triggered.
We'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
To be clear, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, I did celebrate on air. And yesterday, after I had about 2.5 hours of sleep, I did celebrate on air. But I said, look, just as night follows day, George Soros and the globalists are going to go into high gear, and they're going to launch riots all over the country, and they're going to intensify this racial division crap. And we need to really get on the offense about this and get very, very aggressive, because it is outrageous how criminal this is to literally have the paid buses that come in with the white graduate student agitators. And it's true. They're all white, basically. We have it on video all over the United States. My crew has got it themselves in more than 15 cities. We've done whole pieces on it. And they're the ones saying deck the halls with dead cops. They're the ones saying, you know, all this crap. And you have professional government-funded and corporate-funded, university-funded agitators that are leading mobs of idiots. And it is absolutely seditious. This is not free speech. And I'm not saying shut down the general public's speech. I'm saying when you have paid agitators of multinational groups that have been banned in countries all over the world, The State Department got caught sending these people into Russia to try to overthrow Russia, and they would have press conferences on C-SPAN and CNN, and they would admit, we're trying to overthrow Russia. I mean, no wonder Russia's upset with the United States. This is a multinational global system trying to overthrow us and trying to overthrow Russia. That's why there's this solidarity, folks. We're in World War IV. It's an economic, psychological warfare operation. You have to understand something. This is not my opinion. This is from the textbooks, from the battle plans. I want to explain something to the leftists and their minions and all the rest of you, okay? Number one, you're not leftist. Number two, you are absolutely nothing but useful idiots manipulated with a corporate template that's basically identical worldwide and that's used to destabilize countries and destroy a middle class so that people are permanently poor and stupid and under globalist control. This is their admitted plan under the Royal Commission in 1949. And everything after that is a regurgitation. Cloward and Piven, just all of this stuff where they admit we want you austere. We want you not having anything so we can permanently control you. In Tragedy and Hope, Carol Quigley writes about this in a book, a secret book for the State Department and CIA that was later published. None of this is my opinion. Now, the media is continuing to freak out saying, oh, my God, the president of the United States follows Alex Jones's worldview. No, that's not what's happening. As much as I'd love to say that Donald Trump's getting his information from me, maybe 10% of it, he's not. He's getting it from top generals. He's getting it from top people in banking. Because, folks, if you actually read globalist publications, they admit all this. They just put their spin on it that it's good. So the reason people are so frightened hearing Donald Trump like the mouth of Alex Jones is it's not. I'm the first person nationally to actually break all this down and roll out how it really works. This isn't my perspective on things. The globalists are selling this soft, stupid race division, sex division, nanny state, political correctness garbage. And they're selling a system of more student loans and more debt and more, you know, payday loan facilities and more rental centers and more permanent renter class. That's their admission. Huge screw jobs where you pay more for a 200 square foot apartment than you do for a 1,000 foot because the city passes a law. They've done it now 8 different major cities. Austin's one of them to rip you off. But they go, look, it's liberal. We just screwed you hardcore. You're like, thank you. It's trendy to live in a coffin and pay more than a 1,000 foot square. They have you paying more for a jail cell than a normal size decent apartment. That's one microcosm. They are there to screw you to the wall. And in WikiLeaks, they're foaming at the mouth about how much they hate you and how stupid you are and how they want to make you poor and keep you in the dark. That fundamentally pisses Donald Trump off. It fundamentally pisses me off. So listen, I don't deserve the credit. Everybody's trying to give it to me right now. We have the credit for having energy and knowing humanity could win and turn the tide. And we're just beginning to do that. But you know who gets the credit? The people from the Renaissance 500 years ago. We are all just rediscovering the better parts of civilization. We're now discovering the real engine of growth and prosperity and independence and diversity and freedom and true liberalism. What we have been fighting is the counterfeit. So if you look at what Trump's doing, you look at what Trump's saying and what he's promoting 90% of the time, he does some stuff I don't like, the Renaissance, the new enlightenment, freedom, free market, everything that made us great, innovation. That's what's happening. And they're selling this whole disease narrative, and they're delusional, all buying into this cult mentality in the major media, in the major corporations, in these major systems, that they really believe delusionally that they were invincible and they were unstoppable, but they don't even have a culture to push. Globalism doesn't want you to have any type of culture. Well, an empty culture of infighting and being alone and hating everyone and not having a family and not having a tribe, that's never going to sell up against the American system. And that's why for the last 240 plus years, it has been the main design of every major corporate imperial empire, from the British East India Company to the British Empire itself, and then modern inculcations the economic progeny of those systems to shut it down and create a worldwide monopoly control grid owned by less than six major combines. And that's what they admit they're building. And you have these poor little leftists who, if you ask them, well, are you for TPP? If they know what it is, they'll say no. Well, Trump's against it too, but Hillary's for it. They're not living in the real world. They go to their university. They have the little change agent graduate student who's been handling them since the day they got off the bus with zits on their face and are scared at college. And they go, come on here into this area. You know, there's a lot of racist here and a lot of rape here and a lot of bad things. You need to be scared. You're literally being marched into a cult. And then they inflict you with mental illness. They inflict you with a chip on your shoulder. And then you've got the arrogant frat, you know, people that hate the frat next door to them, and there's some racism going on there. And then the more you fight with them, the more they fight with you and then hate you. And now we've all been balkanized like a big prison. Everybody put in their little areas, and now we can all be manipulated and controlled. And that's where this whole thing is going. So, if the mainstream media wants to know why they have 6% trust rates, and that was before this election, it's because you have no credibility. Your polls were all fake. You got caught with your pants down. We've been proven right in spades. Ladies and gentlemen, I talked to folks across the political spectrum. I talked to heavy hitters. I was checking every day. Trump was ahead at the end of the RNC in July by almost 20 points in every major poll. The elite were crapping themselves. So they started adding 20, 30, 40 points, remember, to those polls to make Hillary look like she was ahead. That closed it some with the public because the perception he was losing big, but only to about 10 points. Remember how many times? I told you this hundreds of times. The New York Times and others made big jokes and go, Alex claims there's these internal polls, and he always falls back on them. Yes, there were real polls done where they just didn't add 20% more Democrats, and Trump was always winning. And now you see the exact numbers I told you. In fact, he would have won even bigger. He had a landslide sea change electoral win. He did not have that when it came to popular vote. But if you go into the states, we had Bev Harris, the big Democrat, on yesterday, top elections expert. She said clearly they stole it from Trump and then she listed, what was it, five states. Because it would have been a hammer blow of biblical proportions, probably the biggest landslide in this country's history, if they wouldn't have stolen all those different counties. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what happened here. And we're sitting here on the verge of the globalist counterstrike, which is going to be economic. I know he's there saying build the wall. He's going to meet the White House today and then meet with Republican leaders who'll try to, you know, tell him to get in line. It's going to be a battle between the will of Donald J. Trump and these people. And we have to be behind Trump in his constitutional agenda and support him. Because they're always going to put the narrative out. He can't control himself. He doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, it's his fault the stock market fell. On and on and on. Notice the stock market's actually up right now. And Wall Street, the general traders were chanting, lock her up. We're going to play that after this break. Because the general Wall Street gets it. It's the big mega Wall Street, only four or five big firms that control most of the show. And they've been consolidating control over banking and over stocks and over everything else, making it harder for little guys and middle-sized guys, even big guys, who aren't part of the inside club to operate. So there's a lot of different revolutionary forces here that if you look at the globalist structure, we have a very good chance of turning this around. But this is a total culture war, not the one they want to have where it's you're black or you're white or you're Hispanic or you're Asian, but a culture war over, do you want lower taxes? Do you want more prosperity? Do you want the American system? Or do you want Venezuela or North Korea? Because historically, despite what your professors and change agents are telling you, this system never delivers to you. It only delivers to those that want a monopoly. So we've got a bunch of clips I want to play today. A lot of guests coming on the broadcast as well. Such a historic time to obviously be alive. But it's painful to see not just Van Jones Tuesday night coining the term, but now it's been picked up all over the networks that this was a white lash. Actually, I have the numbers right here. Trump did better than Romney among Hispanics and blacks massively. Massively. See, that's folks actually ever got to hear him speak, or who have real jobs and live in the real world and aren't just college students, or Bernie Sanders supporters who aren't living in the real world. That's what they're scared of, because if he can unify everybody and bring everybody into the Tea Party movement, it's game over for the globalists, folks, because this will spread worldwide. Again, America will become the leader of promoting true freedom. Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Two systems that don't coexist in history very well. Conquering systems, exploitive systems, and freedom-based, innovative systems. And every culture's been a mix of those. The United States, you can go look at its barbarous past and terrible things that have been done. But then why did everybody want to move here, and why was it such a game changer? Because the limited developments in freedom were light years ahead of what anybody else had done and became the model of the world. The good aspects of the republic are what the globalists want to remove and bring in ancient, total imperial control. You look at globalism, it's the return of the kings. It's the corporate kings. It's like the 1970s Rollerball movie with James Caan, writ large. That's what they're establishing in their own words. That's why they made movies about it, throwing it in your face. This is what they're setting up, and it's anti-human, it's anti-freedom. Now, that said, this is history, this is a huge victory, but the fight is just beginning. He has to go in and let those Republicans know. I have the people behind me. I have a mandate. You've seen the media collapse. You've seen the Republican establishment. You've seen everything they have thrown at Trump. And if they try to block him, he is going to absolutely, in the next election, remove all of them. He could start with major moves for recalls. It's time for the president to use his power with the people to mobilize them, because Paul Ryan and all these people, they want the power structure for themselves. And Trump is not going to sit there and sell favors to them to go along with him. That's why they're so angry. And the stock market, you notice, they tried to plunge it to scare everybody. And we've looked at it, and the Open Market Committee of the president's not in there propping it up. But guess what? It's going up just as small investors, medium-sized, and others are jubilant. Look at drugsreport.com. Trump rocks market, investors exuberant. And then there's all these economists, including liberal ones, going, you know what, actually, if he does what he says he's going to do, it's a super good plan. This is a guy that finishes most of his hotels 50% early and under budget. I mean, I guess it's the Scott in him, and he admits that he's an absolute penny pincher and ball buster. And just get ready, globalists, because Trump is coming after you. You have been pissing on this country forever. And it's going to stop. And that's why there's such this exuberance in Russia, because, again, they've been under the very same corporations and banks that are squatting on top of us right now. Does that mean if we kick the globalists out, everything's going to be fine? No. And the globalists own so much and control so much, they're still going to be there, still going to be wealthy, still be owning almost everything. It's just they're not going to squeeze out the last few factories, the last few jobs, and make us all live in coffin apartments and not have cars and not have vacations. They admit they want to permanently end us, saying we're hurting the earth. Then you get rid of your jumbo jets first. No, you want to conquer us. You want to rub out people with prosperity. It ain't happening. And that's why they're saying lock her up, chanting in the stock market. And CNN, MSNBC, and others don't know what to do. MSNBC, you name it, because it's dawning on them, we really are hated. We really don't have power. See, as they got exposed, and as the media got totally exposed as active shills against the American people, not just well-meaning liberal idiots, as it came out they were a lockstep military operation run by George Soros, run by the White House and Hillary, they've gone from being reviled to absolutely hated forever. That means any sponsors associated with you. It means your families, everybody. You are anathema. You are the enemy. And I've been talking to folks, their husbands, their wives are saying, turn against this. Don't be part of this. Everybody hates us now. The neighbors all hate us. Everyone's turning against us. That illusion that was there that they were large and in charge and unstoppable, and we had to just accept the will of Harvard and accept the will of the LA Times, the New York Times, and just accept the will and use what words they said, and mother and father are bad, and the state runs our kids, and forced inoculations, and GMO's good for you, and we're going to launch all these wars, but it's okay because we're liberals, and we're going to arrest a bunch of reporters for no reason. People have turned against you. And it's a lot worse than you even think, delusionals. So you're saying, oh my gosh, Alex Jones' narrative, it's taken over. It's not my narrative. It's the return of Americana. It's the return of the most successful system the world's ever seen, dumbasses. You didn't fully extinguish it out. And now it's going to come roaring back like the phoenix. Let's go out to break with them chanting, lock her up.
My colleague, Carl Quintanilla, and I'm reading this and on the trading floor of the New York Stock Exchange, according to Carl Quintanilla, people were booing, shouting, lock her up. These are the Wall Street people,
right.
Some individuals. I mean, we know it wasn't the entire room, but it was enough that Carl Quintanilla, a responsible journalist, this is what was happening.
And then we're going to come back. We're actually digging it up. But there it is. Again, where'd Lock Her Up come from? Where'd Pillars for Prison come from? Again, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I told you. We are the winners.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Let's look at some of the headlines up on DrudgeReport.com and also Infowars.com. Analysis: Trump would have beaten Obama in 2012. The New World Order is in trouble. Mainstream media has a big article out on that. World government is in trouble. That the leaders of world government are panicking, even though world government doesn't exist. It's kind of like death panels being in the Obamacare bill or the IRS giving you $5,000 fines, but it also doesn't exist. That's the racist Alex Jones saying that. Oh, where was I racist? We don't care. It's a magic word. We use it over and over again. We're so intellectual. No, they know that their audience are a bunch of buffoons who just hear that word and like pee-pee on themselves. Y'all can come in a room or something, a little dog is scared of you and it doesn't know anything. He's kind of like, I mean, just like, you know, Obamacare is meant to really hurt the economy and screw you. Big mega banks wrote it and they're laughing at you. Here's Gruber that wrote it saying he thinks you're an idiot and it's meant to triple your prices. No, racist. Psst. It's like, okay, all right. Literally, we have footage, but they're cussing so much we can't play it because it would just be nothing but beeps of what we call the New Age Skrillex discovered. These two women, There's a bunch of them out there. This is just in downtown Austin. 2 days before the election, screaming and screaming and screaming like they're being murdered, like they have just found dead children. I mean, it is the most hysterical, out of their mind, just, he's a homophobe, he wants to hurt the gay people. And then he's like, well, when did he say that? Sounds like a cat fight. This is just at the start. And they just inflict and infect these women's brains with scientific warfare. And then they teach all the men to walk around and act real beta and then, like, prostrate themselves before the women and go, I'm beta, I'm beta. And then the woman's totally mad because there's no real men around, but she doesn't know why. Subconsciously, she hates men, but she really loves them. You ought to see these social justice warrior women, though, man, because when you really start arguing with them and laughing at them and smiling, they start getting really excited. Their cheeks get all red. They're like, I'm like, just as a test, give me your phone number. They're like, oh, maybe. I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Listen, sweetheart, did you not have a daddy at home? I'm sorry you didn't. And I'm not saying that mean. It's just so sad that they think the state is their daddy. And they see a big orange-headed toad hopping around that just wants to cut their taxes and empower the country, and they're scared of it. They're scared of Americana. And that's what Donald Trump is, a big, fat slice of it, a big, ridiculous slice of it. America is ridiculous. It's big. It's rich. It's opportunities. It's decadence. I'm not even saying it's all good, but it's better than what the New World Order wants. The big orange toads, a lot better than weirdo billionaires devil-worshipping, bringing little kids to party where they simulate drinking blood. Let me see. People doing that and saying they want to make us poor and they hate us in the WikiLeaks, or someone that openly wants to hire minorities and put them in charge of major operations and create wealth. Well, that's a very horrible person. Under $40,000 a year, he's trying to get a bill passed for, where you pay zero tax. I've seen people with $40,000 paychecks. There's some of them in this office, and I've seen as I sign the checks what's being taken out of them. $10,000 a year? You don't want to keep that? Okay, I'm sorry. That's what that big, fat, orange toad wants to do. By the way, I don't mean that meanly. I kind of call myself a toad, so that's like a nickname that my parents have for me. I've had it for a while. My kids call me the toad, so it's a very endearing thing. But take a look at Trump. He is quite like a magical, large, golden toad hopping around, and they just don't know why they can't beat him. It's like Diller, the big globalist media guy, said he has a magical evil behind him. No, buddy, it's called not wanting to screw people over. That's what it is. That's why they try to brand him constantly as wanting to screw everybody, because the truth is he just does hard-nosed deals with big corporations, and they know it and don't like it because he did it his way. You know the Frank Sinatra song? I did it my way. That's what Trump's done. All right, let's stop right there. I want to start getting these clips, but before I do that, here's the really sad stuff. We have a stack of videos here, and I've met reports more of this happening in Austin. It's very, very sad, and it's meant to elicit a prison culture where if there's enough racial attacks on white people, it's going to create a big racist backlash when 90% of Hispanics and blacks and other folks are not foaming-at-the-mouth racists that want to beat you up in a parking lot. But I pulled into a Dutch Shell yesterday and had two different people who knew who I was kind of bug their eyes out at me, and one guy started going like this, and I just went, standing by my car, just went, okay. And the guy walked off. I guess I wasn't like a woman or some little person. I mean, I'm not the toughest guy around. I'm an old guy these days, but he's a pretty big black guy. But I was just like, all right, man. Johnson, I'm going to jump on top of him, put his head in the concrete the second he moves at me. I didn't want to hurt him, but I'm going to put him down. I just got to start carrying a gun at all times. That's a really sad part, but that's it. I'm carrying all the time now. Just because I'm just going to try to get in my car. People try to attack me. I'm not even going to engage him. I'm not going to be the big tough guy I was when I was 20. I'm just going to try to get back and just say, stay back. Because I'm not looking for any trouble. And I don't want to hurt these zombies, but man, I tell you, they've been brainwashed. And I had a black guy bow up. And Hispanic guy, pretty wild-eyed, and then the guy behind the counter, I'm sitting there getting my Gatorade. I know Gatorade's crappy, but I give myself a treat occasionally. I like how orange Gatorade tastes. And He's like, man, things are crazy. Yeah. He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's horrible. Trump wants to cut everybody's taxes. And he goes, oh, no, I like it. But, man, it's scary. People are pissed. This was in South Austin. And I'm like, whoa, I guess I'm the type of guy that goes in and eats barbecue and he's tossing and hangs out and, you know, likes to go to blue-collar areas. What it'll cause is me not to do that. See, and that then isolates everybody, and we're now in our prison. And that's what DrudgeReport.com has linked. Shock video from Chicago, and there's videos pouring in across the country. Police cars getting burned, things being blown up, people being killed, you name it. A shock video, black mob viciously beats white Trump voter. And it's all on tape. We're going to be playing that. And you got folks on national TV saying, you know, we need to kill these people. People have to die. Anti-Trump protester calls for violence on CNN. And then I was talking to some of the crew here this morning, and they said, well, no, one fellow works here, lives next door to a cab driver who got attacked by two Hispanic males and mugged, and they got the license plate. The guys even got arrested later, and they said, we're going to beat you up because you're white. And the person's like, white? They go, Trump, sort of beating, but of course robbing. See, most criminals aren't pure sociopaths, so they want to think what they're doing is right and okay. And that's what I wanted to say here. Think about how the mainstream media is and what you've done. Like Putin said, look what you've done putting al-Qaeda in charge of Syria, killing 300,000+ people. It's like 400,000 last time I checked, but 200,000+ are Christians. Look what you've done. For no reason, just to be evil. And now you're really up there on TV going, racist KKK has taken the country. He's going to deport everyone and kill everyone and enslave you and hurt you. And he hates women. And he hates gays and all this made up or exaggerated or twisted stuff. And then a bunch of people, whether they be white, black, Hispanic, that are kind of the desperate-eyed lottery ticket mentality, just get into the hype and go, I'm mad then. I'm going to go out and do something. And I look at these photos and videos of the women that are out protesting. It's like 70% women in most cases. They look totally desperate, scared, but well-fed in this horrible country, just stumbling around, bitching, totally just screaming and yelling and a bunch of mindless hysteria. And what are they doing? They're ensuring that the incredible altruism and Christian edict to try to mop up classism, statism, racism that was the greatest in this country anywhere in history. You go, well, I was taught in school was the worst. That's why, folks. Because it was the idea and it was building. They have to destroy that. So they're creating the total division right now. They're doing it right now. Destroying Martin Luther King's dream right now so they can rule us by the great game, divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. And they've done it. We have to set about being very, very focused, very, very truthful, very, very brave, and standing up to this and explaining to people and deprogramming them and reaching out to them and understanding what's happening. But we also have to route the source of it, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party leadership, the MSM, what's left of it, because they're gone. They're going to try to reorganize right now, and you can see they're all shell-shocked, but their only instinct is to double down with the race baiting and to say this election was a white lash. When record numbers, I have them right here, it's in the Associated Press, they even admit it, of blacks and Hispanics voted for Trump. Record numbers. People are leaving the Democratic Party plantation. They're leaving the Republican Party plantation. And Trump needs to deliver now with tax cuts and to hold spending where it is and to actually have real projects in this country to create jobs and to create innovation and to get people to positively again think about building up society. And having optimism, which can very easily be done. We can fire this engine up in just a few months. Here's the problem. And here's my advice to Donald Trump. I'm going to shoot some special reports on this and I'm going to be talking to him probably today. You know, saying to him, he's smart. He knows this. But here's the bottom line. They're going to try to implode the economy before he even physically gets in middle of January. They're going to work as hard as they can. And I said this Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Drudge linked to it. We put the video on screen. I think the headline from memory is globalist, it's the exact headline. Globalist plan to destroy economy to bring down Trump. And then obviously blaming on him when it's their whole system. He hasn't even gotten involved yet. They did plunge the market, but now because of individuals getting involved and people having more exuberance over it, there's going to be tax cuts. It's gone way back up, 300, 400 points. Just that's epic. So the good news is there's a fight going on, and it's between people that understand what's going on and folks that are not aware of what's happening. And then there's that little group in between that's trying to manipulate both sides against each other when prosperity for everybody is what's going to make this country and this world have a future. And you read the WikiLeaks, it's all about picking winners and losers and keeping people poor so you can dominate them and control them and use them like chattel. It is the most selfish, satanic, evil crap I've ever seen. And Christ said, it'd be better for you to kill yourself than to hurt these children. And if you elaborate on that, it means childlike minds. I mean, who would go rob, say, a Down syndrome, say, 10-year-old walking down the street? You know, we hear about that. It's worse. Like, we hear that, you know, some people mugged a 30-year-old man. It's still bad that he's a man. But, if, you know, if you mug a retarded kid, see, political correctness, mugging a kid's okay. Just don't say retarded. No, I'm going to use the words I want. Nothing against retarded children. That's the word. Retarded. Held back. See, it's a war on words. And then next, mentally disabled isn't, disabled isn't the right word. See, it's all about them controlling language. Retarded child. Mugging them is terrible because we know they're even more disadvantaged. It's an even more cowardly move. We have an instinct to protect and build up the least of us, and they're removing that from us. Oh, let's kill the retarded child. That's what the big liberals are calling for. Let's kill grandma. But we love grandma, and we represent grandma, but kill her and hire 10 teachers. Bill Gates said. Who robs a pregnant woman? Thief snatches necklace off Florida woman's neck just hours before she gave birth. See, people get outraged by that. So I have all these videos I'm going to play in a moment of the latest knockout games and people being attacked, people being beat up. Imagine the image of, say, a bunch of Caucasian men beating up a Hispanic woman. People would be outraged. It happens when people wave Mexican flags. Nobody cares to a white woman. The hundreds of videos out every few months of black people beating whites, sometimes to death, and it's just all a big joke. It's because they inherently deserve it. Some poor white guy, and then they're beating him up, an old guy. It's just a total joke. But I'll tell you this right now. And they're in his car robbing him while all this is going on. The answer to this is carrying a firearm. And the beating just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And it's totally racial. It's just like five guys in KKK robes beating up some old black guy. Remember the old black guy that got drugged to death in East Texas? It was the biggest national story for several years. And what was crazy was that he'd been a prison guy himself. And they'd been in the prisons, been in prison wars with each other. The KKK and then the black race group he was in. And they drug him to death, and it was wrong, it was terrible. Then, three black males about a year later in the same town saw an old drunk white bum and drug him to death. Now, here's the difference. They hadn't been in a gang war with each other. This was a completely innocent, drunk white bum doing nothing to black people, and they killed him. Now, listen, both things are evil. No one covered it but the local newspaper. That's how controlled the media is in this country, is that it's so controlled that all these racial attacks happening to where now, I guess I cannot safely, especially with my children, in this climate, I have to, for safety, like it's a prison, you've succeeded, MSNBC. I'm going to more and more have to segregate and from areas where, because I'm white, I'm going to be attacked. It's deafening. It's going on. And it's intensifying. And this is what the so-called liberals have done to us? This is what liberals do? No, this is what George Soros does, stirring up the different Islamic groups to bring down their countries, funding the Arab Spring, and the media promoting it like it was a good thing. And what they did in Ukraine, and what they do everywhere else, they go and find the different racial or religious divisions, and they turn them against each other. In the Ukraine, it's Catholic against Orthodox. It's Russian against Ukrainian. Quinn, in eastern Ukraine, what's it mean? Doesn't Ukraine just mean border? Eastern Ukraine's always been part of Russia. It's just total mental illness, folks. But they go in there, and they create this division, and they play it off, and people go along with it. And do you know how? I'm going to skip this break. Do you know how George Soros overthrew Ukraine 2.5 years ago? He brags. He got $5 billion of our tax money. He matched it $2 billion, $7 billion. And they went out, and they had TV stations they bought, air stuff constantly showing bad cops shooting people and beating people. Then they said the whole government did this, used a few case points, and then started shooting police and then burning things, and then they called it a civil war, and then our media got behind it, and then the CIA got behind it, and they overthrew Ukraine. Now, you see what they're doing here now. This is an attempt to overthrow the country, and it got so desperate that even our own corrupt agencies said, they're really going to overthrow the whole thing and bankrupt everything and really have a race war? You know what? We already know they're doing all this pedophile stuff and stealing and everything. We've got the files. Go ahead and release them. This is too much. Finally, some sanity. And if Hillary wouldn't have conceded because they were already trying to steal the election, they did steal some states, you know what's ready to come out. And I told you months before it was pedophilia, and I told you months before it was devil worship. I told you, and they attacked me. Oh, Alex says we're devil worshipers. He's crazy. Ha, ha, ha. There's nothing on these WikiLeaks. Oh, and they're Satanists. Of course they're Satanists. Have you read the other stuff? I can't wait to make them poor, keep them in the dark and hopeless. We all agree submerging them into despair is the way to do it. And totally bankrupting them, these pathetic scum. I mean, who sits around like writing emails? Filthy American people. I hate these black people and Mexicans. So sick of them asking for stuff. And it's just like, what the hell? Then they go on TV and go, thank God they're all so stupid. And then you got Charlie Rose with all the White House writers. Yeah, we wrote stuff about how they'd be able to keep their doctor. That was a really funny one. They're so disconnected, they're celebrating how they're effing everybody over on TV because they live in all the big compact cities with the desperate, dumbed down, poor people. Whether they're white or black, you look at them, they look like their souls have been sucked out, just shuffling around. So they pull up in their $200,000 Mercedes and go into their multi-million-dollar flats, and they sit there and like shove the maid aside and hop around and laugh. And they look out the window at all the poor, desperate people that watch TV all day and have had their souls sucked and been taught they're ugly and poor and bad because they're not on lifestyles of the rich and famous. Madison Avenue has warped their brains. Their psychological warfare manual's on this. They've taken their families away. They've taken their honor away. They've taken away who they were. They've given them poisoned food so they don't even know who they are. And all these little demonic, skeksy vultures are perched on top of them, looking down on them. And then Obama realizes there's still a spirit in the country of people that have guns and grow things and you know aren't under our full control yet. What do? We call them white people. And we make it all racial. So if they ever don't want to go along with something, they're racist. And then we tell all our slaves in the inner cities, you don't have a good life because there's white people in Montana. You know why they won? White people did it. And the KKK is taking over. And then you wonder why. You get out of a gas station, you wander in, and it's almost a war scene. And you're thinking, am I being picked? Or is that guy looking at me like he wants to attack me? And then that guy checks out, and the guy behind the counter, Hispanic guy, goes, yeah, Alex is pretty scary. People are pretty mad. What do you think? And I said, well, Trump's going to cut taxes for poor people. He goes, I know. I like it. He goes, but it's scary. I walk outside. Big black guy comes walking over. Starts looking like he's thinking about saying something. And I just go, okay. But, I mean, we are so far gone, ladies and gentlemen. We are so far gone. They have literally set up abortuaries in all these neighborhoods. They have literally destroyed these people's families, shipped drugs, and done it all. Now, as an organized army of dumbed-down zombies, they're going to forge these giant, unwashed masses into the final detonator to sink the country. Think about that, and we will be just like Venezuela, folks. So you want to go under hardcore social engineering, you're looking at it. And so understand, when you see MSNBC and CNN, these are sworn enemies of you and your family. This is a war. I mean, think of it as a naval battle or a space battle. Imagine InfoWars is like Defense Ship 1 or Defense Ship 5, doesn't matter, but like out there blasting with the truth in a war with their own documents, and they're just mining the waters with racism, sexism, homophobe, infight, divide and conquer. That's all they've got. And again, they teach themselves, they brag how to lie, how to deceive, how to F you over. That's why you read these emails, it's so nasty. You say, how are these people all so evil? It's not that that's so common. It's that you don't get in their club unless you sit around talking about how much you hate the general public. You understand that? I had some other guests. I've pretty much canceled them. I've got Rappaport coming on because I want to just take time to play clips and cover the news. But we're in incredibly positive straits. They tried to steal everything. And here's the positive news. They were going to get 4 to 5 Supreme Court justices. This is a reprieve on the execution of the country. They were already had fully dissolved the borders and were trying to collapse the economy by letting everybody with diseases come in at record levels, not even treating them, which is a serious crime on multiple levels. They were going to launch a war with Russia, and they still might try it in the next 2 months. They were going to do a hellish thing. I mean, we had true evil scurrying around, couldn't believe it was in full control of the New Atlantis, couldn't believe it was in, had actually seized the mythical republic. They actually have it in their hands partway, and we're about to finish it. And along comes Donald Trump, and InfoWars and Drudge and these movements that were already there and Americana waiting for its spirit to come right back in. And now the phoenix is beginning to fire up. It has not risen again, but the fire has been. And the enemy is screaming in fear like a volcano is going off. They see the fire in the night. Because what happens once prosperity flows and honor and strength and we rediscover who we are and we come together? And all these people manipulating us against each other have been exposed for who they are. Their control is over. See, you don't want control. You're a patriot. You just want your own life. You build things. They want control. Before I go any further, because they're going to kill me, I never plug, I want to thank everybody for your support. We have extended it. They'd actually taken it down this morning. I said, no, this is a victory. This is a celebration. I'm extending it right through this weekend, but then we have to stop. 34% off all the storable food, 30% off Super Mill Vitality, 30% off X2, DNA Force, 30% off. Everything is 30 to 40% off, except for the apparel. That's 15% off. Trump is my president shirt is about to sell out. It's limited edition. That will be gone. Infowarsstore.com is the umbrella site. Infowarslife.com is the subsite. Madein1776.com is the Made in America apparel subsite, but you can find it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping. And by the way, we are ready into the next phase of the war, proving we deliver, proving we are totally committed, and the zeitgeist of resistance, that we are now ready. Take this like a military operation. We've got one battered attack cruiser, folks, all right? And we have sunk more enemy ships than probably anybody out there in this fight, okay? And we want to launch more ships. I don't want the responsibility, but I don't think we need 10 ships. Maybe we need to be bigger than Fox News, 5 times bigger, 10 times bigger. That's up to you. I mean bigger. I mean having the personnel, having 1,000 people, not 60. If we have 60 people, imagine what 100 would do, 200, 300. I don't want to actually do that because of infiltration and other issues, but we want to hire 10, 15 more people. And if you fill our coffers, you better believe I'm going to reload and launch another frigate and retool this one for the next attack profile. Stay with us. We are victory. We are 1776. We are America.
Visit GCNLive.com today.